Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Make today count with Janella Simpson. Let's get up stronger. Let's go, let's go, let's go. You're listening to a daily inspiration call. I'm your host, Janella Simpson. My mission is to inspire people to make every day count and to get up stronger each and every day with your health, with your wealth, and happiness. I'll share practical tips and inspiring stories to help you be the boss of your business, your body, and your bank account. To get more tips, my daily affirmations, you want to text Get Up Strong to 474747. You want to text Get Up Strong to 474747, and I will also send you a reminder each and every morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, because I want you to remember, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, but today is the present. That's why we call it a gift. Nothing exists but this very moment, right now. Let's speak positive words and control our day. Let's make today count. Janella Simpson.
Great morning to everyone. This is Janella Simpson live. I am over here on this line this morning just getting super pumped up about what I'm talking about on today. Today is motivation versus inspiration. Motivation versus inspiration. So I hope everybody had an amazing weekend. I hope that you continue to get up stronger on the weekend and continue to make your day count during the weekend as well. I know I did. I'm over here trying to get Christmas trees and decorations together. It just got, I don't know if you guys out there already got your things together, but I am just trying to get it together. So that's what I'm over here today probably going to be doing in between working. But I'm so glad that you got on this line today, because I have something super important to talk about on today. It's something I've been thinking about the whole weekend, and I said I definitely got to talk about this on today. So for those of you that is your first time coming, don't let it be your last time. I'm Janella Simpson. I'm a wife. I'm a mom. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I am a network marketing professional and a seven-figure earner. And I do these calls each and every morning because I know that I know I need the inspiration in the morning. I know I need that extra push in the morning to get my day started, to make sure that I am accomplishing all my goals and all my dreams. And so I wanted to open up with each and every one of you so I could also share the things that I do in the morning to help myself have a very productive day. So today I'm talking about motivation versus inspiration. Those two words are very, very different. And sometimes people get those words mixed up. Right? Sometimes I hear people say, oh, I'm watching this so I could get motivation. You know, I'm listening to this person so I could get motivation. And listen, guys, that's not it. That's not it. You can listen to someone else to get inspiration, but motivation is something that comes within, and I wanted to talk about that on today. Motivation is something that is within you, something that you already possess. And so you cannot get motivation from anybody else but yourself. So I'm going to tell you what motivation means. Motivation, let's say this straight from the definition. The reason or reasons one has for acting or behaving in a particular way. The general desire or willingness of someone to do something, right? The reason or reasons one have for acting or behaving in a particular way is motivation. And we have different types of motivation as well. But motivation is super important on why people don't fulfill their purpose in life. Motivation is one of those reasons why people don't become as successful as they want. And I can tell you for myself, I have motivation since forever in my life. My motivation comes from a place within, like I'm telling you guys, and that's where you pull your motivation. My motivation comes from, in a lot, I've been talking about this on a line, but it's something that really changed my whole life, being a teenage mother. I got pregnant at the age of 15, and that changed my entire life from who I am today. I no longer was, someone that was in high school just having fun, you know, not having responsibilities, you know, not having big, huge responsibilities. So my motivation has always been, because I've been a mother at a young age, is providing for my son at that time. You know, now I have 3 children, but my motivation was to make sure he had food on the table, okay? My motivation was to make sure he had food on the table, to make sure I had a roof over my head at the age of 16. So I was, my motivation is different from a lot of others, and a lot of people say, oh, I don't know how you do it. You're always able to be successful. I don't have a choice. My motivation is so different. My motivation is, you know, I went through bankruptcy. I went through, you know, not having food in the refrigerator, getting cars repossessed, being homeless, you know, going into foreclosure, all of these different things. That's motivation. I don't ever want to be there again in my life. Those things, I would never forget how I felt at those moments. Like, I was not going to be able to go forward in life. Like, it was nobody to help me. I know that, and I know if I don't make things happen, I can go back to those places. That is my motivation. If your motivation is not that strong, you're not probably going to do a whole lot. You're probably not going to do a whole lot. If things have been easy for you for a long time, your motivation may be different. You maybe just want to, I just want to have a little extra money in the bank. I want to take a vacation. And it's okay. That's okay. Everybody's motivation is different. But if you're trying to get to another level in life, different from what you're doing, because whatever you're doing right now, whatever you have right now, guess what? It's because of the things that you've been doing at your current level. You haven't tried anything different. When you're motivated, you're willing to try new things. When you're motivated, you're willing to go outside the box. When you're motivated, you don't care about getting embarrassed or how other people feel about you. You just do it. And that's motivation. Motivation comes from a place within. And so inspiration is different. Inspiration is different. Inspiration is, you know, to get inspired, to see someone do the things that you want to do. That's inspiration. Once you have your motivation, okay, I know I'm going to make this happen by any means necessary because I'm not going back to the place that I once was. I'm never going back there again, and I'm going to get up every day. Nobody has to wake me up. My alarm clock doesn't have to wake me up. Nobody needs to wake me up because I know I'm not going back where I was before. I got that motivation. Now the inspiration. This call is considered inspiration call. I am doing something for myself and for you as well. The process of being mentally stimulated to do or feel something, especially to do something creative, a sudden, brilliant, creative, or timely idea. This call is an inspiration call. You can also get your inspiration from other people that have done the things that you want to do so you know it's possible. Because if we've never seen it happen before, it's harder for us to actually make it happen. I remember, and I don't know the exact story, but if you watch like the Olympics, and people that run the 100-mile race and all of that, way back in the day, they had a certain number that nobody could pass this number. Like, this is the fastest person in the world. And nobody thought that you could go faster than that. until, guess what, somebody broke the record. And then guess what, once that person broke that record, everybody started breaking the record. It was the norm. And now today, every year, every 4 years when Olympics, they have a new record that's being broken. Somebody had to show that it can. It's possible. It's possible. And so I'm here to show you that my life, the way my life was before, right now, my life is totally different. The way my life started out, you know, people said that, you know, I wasn't going to make it. I need to just go to the projects and get something cheap. I need to try Section 8. I need to do all these different things, you know, to try to make it for myself. A teenage mother with no college degree, what am I going to do? People said, you know, you can't even get a job to you live in Miami. It's expensive in Miami. How are you going to pay a rent, a mortgage, anything, right? And so I had to get inspired by other people I saw do it. And then I knew that it could be done. That's inspiration, watching other people getting inspired and knowing that it can happen. And guess what? You can be inspired by a whole lot of people. It's a whole lot of people in the world that you can be inspired from. And it doesn't mean that you have to do what they're doing. That's not what it means. You do not have to do what that person's doing. Like Oprah Winfrey, she inspires me, not motivate me. I have my motivation. She inspires me. She overcame a lot. She came from a place where she didn't come from a rich family. She had to make things happen for herself, and she's still doing it. She's still doing it, and she even goes through ups and downs. She inspires me. So a lot of people that inspire me. But do I want to be a do I want to do what she's doing? No, that's not my passion. That's not my purpose. But I can watch her. I can watch her and get inspiration. So I get my inspiration from different people, and it's okay to do that, just like this call. This call gives you inspiration in the mornings, right? And I also watch other people and get inspiration from them, but it doesn't mean that I'm doing what they are doing. But you got to know the difference between motivation and inspiration, because someone wrote me this, a couple of people wrote me this weekend, and they're like, I can't make it happen. You know, I'm not getting the results. I'm not able to do this. I'm not able to do that. I'm like, listen, you got to use your faith. The faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You're not going to see it. You have to keep going. You have to know that it's going to happen. It's been many times that I failed and failed and failed, but I didn't give up because I never wanted to go back to that place that I was before. And guess what? It eventually happened. I'm not where I want to be yet, but I'm definitely not where I was. And so I'm excited about this inspiration in the mornings. And I'm excited about the affirmations that we're also speaking to ourselves every single morning, because guess what? And our subconscious mind is working, is doing something. We're not seeing it. It's faith. You have to have faith, and it has to be strong, and you got to stand on it. You can't give up the first time you don't see something happen. You have to continue to have faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You're not going to see it. You will see it one day when the time is right, but you're not going to see it right away. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. Trust me. So let's speak these affirmations, guys. Let's get our week off right, on the right foot. Let's go out there and make it happen. Let's make today count and get up stronger today. I'm stronger than I was last week. I definitely am stronger than I was last week, than I was yesterday. So I am the one. All things work together for my good. If God is for me, who can be against me? I need to let go all negativity from my mind, my body, my soul. I am rich and happy. I am healthy and wealthy. I am thankful and grateful. I am blessed. I am blessed to be a blessing. My family is blessed. My marriage is blessed. Everyone around me is blessed. The more I spend, triple comes in. Money comes to me easily, easily and effortlessly. I have no lack. I have no lack of limitation. I am debt-free. I attract good people. I uplift people. I am a confident leader. I live by faith and not by sight. My faith is stronger than my fear. I trust the Lord with all my heart and lean not on my own understandings. Positive things are always happening to me. Positive things are always happening to me. I choose to make the rest of my life the best of my life. The power of God protects me. No one will control my reactions. I control my reactions. Something amazing is going to happen to me today. I don't think these things are going to happen. They are already happening everywhere I am. God is. I choose to make today count. And guess what? You can choose to make today count as well. Thank you so much for joining me on today. As always, on Impact50K on Instagram. If you want to learn how you could take your motivation, your inspiration, and go and get something that can help you make money for you and your family, provide a residual income for generations to come, get on tonight at Impact50K on Instagram at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can hear how I was able to change my whole life, how I was able to have now financial freedom. All right, guys, thank you so much, Janella Simpson. I'll be here again right back at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow. I think I'm going to have a guest on. I don't know who, but I love to bring people that inspire me to come on and speak so that they can also inspire you as well, guys. I love you. I mean it. See you again tomorrow. Have a great day, y'all. Make today count.